USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is pushing his ambitious economic plans. Speaking at the White House, Biden arguing that it is time to put the U.S. on a new path. He said the heart and soul of his economic agenda involves boosting the middle class. Biden saying the nation's wealthiest individuals and companies need to start paying their fair share of taxes. Biden not providing any specifics as far as what that fair share is, though. Biden also saying he's going after price gouging.
We're also going after the bad actors and pandemic profiteers in our economy. There's lots of evidence that gas prices should be going down, but they haven't. We're taking a close look at that.
Kroger again requiring all employees to wear masks regardless of vaccination status. Previously, only unvaccinated employees were required to wear face coverings. USA Radio News.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Yeah. Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Governors have been notified how many Afghan refugees are being sent to their state.
The Biden administration notified governors and mayors on Wednesday the number of Afghan evacuees their state is expected to receive in the coming weeks. The initial group of 37,000 Afghans will soon be headed to states across the country. California is projected to receive the largest number of Afghans at just over 5,200. Next is Texas at nearly 4,500. U.S.-bound flights carrying Afghans will be grounded for about another week after 4 cases of measles were discovered among recent arrivals in the United States. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The federal prosecutor looking into the origins of the Russia investigation could soon indict a lawyer with ties to the Democratic Party. Reports say prosecutor John Durham might be close to going to a grand jury with allegations that attorney Michael Sussman made false statements to the FBI about a possible connection between the Trump Organization and Russia. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Joe Biden's job approval among Americans has dropped, with an especially notable drop in support among Hispanics. That's according to the latest Quinnipiac poll. Among Hispanics, only 38% approve of Biden's handling of his job as president, a virtual tie with white Americans who registered 37% approval. That's a drop of 12 points among Hispanics in only a few short months. The president also losing support from independents, and as far as why that's happening, Lee Carter's a pollster. She tells Fox News.
More than half folks think that Biden is not doing a good job. In particular, they're very concerned about the economy. That 52% of Americans who are saying he's not doing a good job on the economy. That's a 10% shift in just 2 months. If you look at Democrats, they still think he's doing a good job. Republicans, not surprisingly, say he's not. The really important piece there is those independent voters who are really not giving him the benefit of the doubt. They're saying they're not feeling good about the economy. They're not feeling good about foreign policy. They're not feeling good about his handling of COVID, which all were things that he pulled very, very well with independents until he took office in the last 2 months have been really, really not good for him. As you look at the popularity of the infrastructure plan, it's also really changed. When it was a $1.2 trillion spending, we had a lot of support among independents. Right now, less than 50% of independents think this is the right thing for Americans, for America to do right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.